Timothy Abeline, aircraft painter. Yeah, well, we usually just paint engine components and stuff like that. So yeah, it's a much bigger job than what we're used to. So we used to do it when heavy maintenance in Sydney was open, but apart from that, we haven't done it for the last 5 or 6 years. So.
And when you were doing that, I imagine you would have been inside with special gear that just sort of moves you to the right position when you need to be.
Yeah, all dockings and scissor lifts and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, you know, doing it with scaffolds, yeah. Never been done in my time before, so.
So what's been your role in this particular project? I know Rodney and his team of volunteers got a fair whack of that painted while you were sort of getting organised to come out here. Are you pretty impressed with what he's achieved?
We are, yeah. He got a fair whack of it done. So we just had to mask up the kangaroos and get them done. So, yeah, most of it was done before we got here, which was good.
So he left the fiddly bits for you?
Yeah. Yeah, all the pulling in and the straight lines and stuff like that, so.
So masking ends up being the bigger job with these stripes and things?
Yeah, that's the biggest part of it, is masking and preparation.
It's Andrew White, and I'm also an aircraft painter, I suppose, yes.
Now, how did you get conned into doing this job?
A few years ago, I think it was 2007, I think it was, I think I was here for about a week, and they had the DC-3, which had some decals and some painting done, and I was lucky enough to be invited to do that. Sure enough, I got another phone call to come up for this one. So
it's something you're happy to volunteer your time for? Did you get paid to do this?
No, we do get paid. So, it's totally different to, you know, we're in a hangar. We don't get to see much of the outdoors a lot. So it's nice to be out in somewhere like this. It's totally different to where we normally work. So it is exciting to come and see how it all happens. So.
You're lucky that he, or you're fortunate or pleased that he invited you in August and not December?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, no, it's warm enough now. It's a bit breezy when you get up the top, but I think this is just the right temperature at the moment. So, yeah, no, it's good.
And are you able to paint all of that white tail and the gold bits from the scaffolding, or have you had to have a cherry picker as well?
Pretty much, I'd say 95% of it with the scaffolding. We've got a cherry picker down the bottom just for its little feet down the bottom. It does make it hard in a few places, and you use a few extendable sticks if you have to, but most of it's reachable by the scaffolding, yeah.